Happy Halloween to you from Laurel Canyon Radio. It's another edition of SoundCloud Sunday, where we play the best unsigned, should be signed, and indie artists from around the globe. We've got a great hour of music for you, so kick back and listen up, would you? Levis Brian Scribner, first artist out of Farmersville, Texas, in the Dallas area. Track we're going to hear from him is Better Off You.
How does it feel to be back home? A familiar feeling that you walked out on. Tables have turned now that you've gone and had your fun. You're begging for a second chance. I probably shouldn't let you in.
Listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio.
I hold your skin at sunset, always took on a golden glow. It's good to see that some things never change. And it's all that I can do not to reach out and touch you. I just want to touch you. What would I say? I've asked myself a thousand times a day. What would I do? I can't speak. Hell, I can barely breathe, and I'm wondering,
seven and eight. más grande es su penar. Hay muertos que no hacen ruido, llorona, y es más grande su penar.
Out of East Hampton, Massachusetts, it's Fleetwood Mac cover band Gold Dust. And a tune we heard there was Cosmic Joke, which they're a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. That's a Fleetwood Mac tune. I don't know that one very well, but pretty cool version. Their first album, debut album, came out on October 15th. Before that, we heard from Dakota Romero. She's a L.A.-based singer. The track La Llorona from the forthcoming album La Mujer de Tu Vida. No release date yet, but kind of a trick tune. Before that, we heard from Waylon Payne and the track Do You Feel It Too? This is from, I think, an extended version of the album Blue Eyes, The Harlot, The Queer, The Pusher, and Me. That was released sometime in 2020. And then we have a couple extra tunes, including this track, Do You Feel It Too? It's on Carnival Recordings. Waylon Payne is son of singer Sammy Smith and guitarist Jody Payne from the Willie Nelson band The Family. So the track we heard there, Do You Feel It Too, from Waylon Payne. Before that, new music from Bedouin. We couldn't be more excited than that. The album is called The Solitude. Or I'm sorry, the track is called The Solitude. The album is called Waysides. It just came out October 22nd. And we had that single for you there. Top of the set, we heard from Levis Brian Scribner. Don't know much about him. I think this is his debut single. Track we heard there was Better Off You. Check out his Instagram page. His brother is also a musician, so kind of cool as well. Next up, we have the band Mist out of Belgium. Four Misses and a Mister, and this track is called Nierhoff. Released in June, it's a lot of harmony, so buckle in for the band Mist on SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio.
Listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. You're listening to SoundCloud Sunday, where we play the best unsigned and indie artists all for you on LaurelCanyonRadio.com.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud, women warm. I've been kicked around since I was born. Now it's all right, it's okay. You may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether your brother or whether your mother, you stay alive, stay alive. Feel the city breaking, everybody shaking, we stay alive, stay alive.
Leave your lips.
Stacey Bear there, and the track Lover and Psychopath. That's a new single. I think she's a TikTok artist. I'm not sure. I know she's a singer-songwriter. I think she's from L.A. And she's got some great chops. And tune Lover and Psychopath. She had a couple other tunes. Check them out on her IG page, of course. Before that, very far from the pages of Instagram, Lee Rogers. The EP Dark Notions just came out on Friday. He's from Carrickfergus, Northern Ireland. Staying Alive is the tune. You've probably heard it a time or two before. Not that version, though. Kind of cool. Before that, we heard from Nathan Jacques and the tune The Fire Smells Like Rain. It's from a conceptual album called Loud Mind. Came out in August. He'll be performing November 20th at the Viper Room, West Hollywood. And again, December 10th, Silver Lake Lounge. Check it out. A lot of steel guitar. Very cool sound. Nathan Jacques and the tune The Fire Smells Like Rain. Top of the set, or right before the top of the set, brand new single from Marshall Crenshaw called Will of the Wind. It's on Shiny Tone Records. It's just released. Nothing on his website. Nothing anywhere. So let's consider this your debut of this song anywhere in the world. Marshall Crenshaw, Will of the Wind, new single. Who knows where else. Top of the set, we heard from Mist, M-I-S-S-T, their Belgian band. The album Mist.eu was released in June. I don't think it's been released in the United States, so you're going to have to grab it here. The tune we heard there was called Nierhoff, and quite an interesting sound for them as well here on SoundCloud Sunday, where we could play anything. It's the best of unsigned, should be signed, indie artists from around the globe. After this, we're going to dig up an album that hasn't been released that was recorded in 1972. We're going to give you a spin of Leo Nocentelli after this.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
As an adult, kids want to know you're listening to them, but they also want to listen to you. When it comes to alcohol, they want to know your expectations and how and why to avoid underage drinking. Talking early and often about it in everyday conversations reinforces your message and keeps lines of communication open. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'll be by your side.
Every Tuesday, it's Ladies Night at Laurel Canyon Radio. From 6 to 8 p.m., we'll be spinning the best tracks from Bonnie Raitt to Norah Jones and everyone in between. Ladies Night, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, here on Laurel Canyon Radio.
You're listening to Laurel Canyon Radio, streaming live at laurelcanyonradio.com.
Leo Nocentelli was with the Meters, great New Orleans band, and he recorded this album called Another Side. It was recorded 1970-72, was never released. The idea was, well, you know, we're concentrating on the next Meters album. Let's put this aside. We'll come back to it later. Never came back to it, and it's getting its debut on Light in the Attic Records, and we're going to play the track for you, Give Me Back My Lovin', from Leo Nocentelli.
perfect music from head to toe, 24/7, Laurel Canyon Radio.
Guessing mine, and then we snowy Christmas Eve.
SoundCloud Sunday, where we play the best unsigned and indie artists all for you on LaurelCanyonRadio.com.
Love you like I can't love me. You're so spread the flavor out in favor of shelf life and size. I say you eat with your eyes, yeah, you eat with your eyes. You could carry a bottle of salt. Salt is a flavor enhancer, but it's not a research dancer. It can't resurrect romance, but darling, I can love you like I can't love me. I can love you like I can't love me. You're so far away in the future, living so far away in the future.
I had the pleasure of seeing Lowland Hum open for the Dunwells back at the Hollywood Cafe in Los Angeles back in, I guess, about 2017 or so. And glad to see they're still around. They just, the duo just released a brand new album called At Home, mostly recorded at home, of course. The track we heard there was 2082. Before that, we heard from Interstate Cowboy. Now, that track, Christmas Cafe, I know we're playing Christmas music. I know it's October. Shut the heck up. It's just a charming tune. They're from Masonville, Colorado. They released it last Christmas. Didn't really catch on. Well, I mean, it caught on as it could, but here it is back again. I was vowing to play it last year. I never got to it. Christmas Cafe from the Interstate Cowboy, now playing on the Laurel Canyon playlist for you. Randy Stepik before that, The Bullet That Never Came, out of Saginaw, Texas, independent artist, and glad to play that tune. And top of the set, Leo Nocentelli, and the tune Give Me Back My Lovin' from his album Another Side, recorded 40 years ago and getting its release November 19th on Light in the Attic Records. We've got more music for you here on SoundCloud Sunday. We're going to play it out with a new album from Elado Negro. The tune we're going to play is called Agosta. The album Far In was released on October 22nd. The vocals here are provided by the singer Busa Bella. It's Elado Negro on SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio.